we're very excited today on the show because we're having folks from the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Project. In fact, that's a group of kids collecting hard science and data to share with researchers to measure and keep track of the health of our Bosque system. And you're going to learn all about it today on the Children's Hour. You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. And in the studio with me is Jennifer Schutz. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, Katie. Thanks for having me here.
I'm so happy you're here. I've wanted to hear about what you do, and it ties in beautifully. If folks were listening last weekend, we were talking about the acequia under Albuquerque, and or the aquifer. Thank you. The aquifer under Albuquerque and how the aquifer is fed by our river and our rain. And today on the show, Jennifer is from an organization called the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Project, BEMP. And that is obviously working on the river and the Bosque. Tell us about it.
So, Katie, what we do is monitor the health of the forest along the Rio Grande, and K through 12 students actually do the work. They do hands-on science at their particular sites. We look at depth to groundwater. We look at the plants that are in the Bosque. We look at the rainfall, the bugs, what animals are out there.
Wow. And kids are collecting this data that's actually used for real science by somebody?
Yep. Yeah, the government agencies who fund us, and they are the ones who manage the Bosque and make decisions on what happens in the Bosque. They are the ones who use the data and who also want the kids to be learning about what all is going on in the ecosystem.
Well, speaking of kids, we have Olivia. Good morning, Olivia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And Matthew.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jarek.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you are all BEMPers. I don't know what you call yourselves. BEMPers? Is that really what you call yourself? No. Yeah.
Well, pretty much, yeah. We don't have like an assigned name. So.
Oh, good. So, but you've participated and you are participating in this project. And Matthew, tell me, what do you do when you're doing work for BEMP?
Well, one of the things we do at the Bosque is we collect the leaf litter fall, which is measuring...
Like garbage bags full of it or just a couple?
Like just a couple, a bin of, a small bin of the leaf litter fall.
And for what?
We collect it to measure how the growth and how the plants and trees are doing in the Bosque.
And we can tell this from the litter fall because how do you tell? I mean, or do you know when you're looking at it if it's doing well, or is that something you send it off to the scientists?
Well, whenever we get all the litter fall is that we send it off to the scientists so that they can measure the growth of the leaves. And it can also tell what season it is or how the plant has been doing.
Fascinating. Olivia, you're part of this too. What is it that you do when you go down there? Something other than leaves? Are there other things you've done down there?
Well, yes. Like we said earlier, we measure the water in the ditch to see if the water level has risen or fallen.
Do you mean the water in the Albuquerque Riverside Drain Ditch, the big ditch? Is that that big one, right?
Yes.
And you're measuring how deep it is?
We're measuring if the water has risen or not, or if it has the water level, if it's risen or fallen.
Fascinating. And that's actually some of the indicators for how well our aquifer is doing. Is that right, Jennifer? Is that connected? How the water level is?
Yes. Yeah. We monitor the ditch and the groundwater depths. And we also look at the USGS river gauge to see how all the water is connected and what's high and what's low, where the water is, and if it's rising or falling long term.
How's it been looking? Olivia, how long have you been doing this?
5 or 6 years, probably.
Oh, my goodness. So you've really seen a lot over 5 and 6 years. What have you seen in terms of the water depth?
Well, we've seen it go up a lot, but this year it's kind of been up and down. Different levels?
Well, I know that at one point it was like you could walk across the Rio Grande the water would barely go over your ankles. I guess, were you measuring at that time?
I think so. That was a very low time. One of the funnest, I think, parts of it was when it flooded and there was like water everywhere and we had to walk through the water to collect our data, and it was like up to our thighs or our knees.
Wow.
And that was several years ago when we actually had pretty high peak flows. But the past 3 years have been incredibly low water in the river because we haven't had the snow up in the mountains. And a lot of our sites, the water is declining. And so we really need that snowpack
yeah,
in the wintertime.
I hope we get it this year. Jarek, you're a student as well at Ames. And Olivia and Matthew are homeschooled. And you're part of BEMP. And what kind of monitoring have you been doing?
Well, I've done the monthly monitoring where we collect the litter fall and also measure the depth to groundwater in various wells at all the sites and look at depth to water in ditches. But we also do pitfall trapping where we see what kinds of arthropods are in the bosque, and those serve as indicators to whether it's drying or getting whether it's drier or warmer, because certain arthropods thrive in different environments depending on moisture.
Just because I'm not necessarily the world's most expert bug person, what is an arthropod?
An arthropod is a phylum of insects, crustaceans, and sort of like bugs, really. And
beetles, cockroaches,
beetles, all of those.
Centipedes.
Yes, all of those.
Eek. And so you collect, I shouldn't say eek. So you collect these guys and girls, I guess, I'm sure some are female, and then you're able to tell. And what have you noticed when you're collecting these?
We've noticed that there's a certain family of beetles that thrive when we're in drier environments, and we've noticed that there's been an abundance of those recently because of the decreasing water levels.
Fascinating. Wow, that is so great. We're talking with folks who are participating in something called the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Project. It's where kids actually collect the data and turn their data into scientists who are studying the overall health and well-being of our bosque. We're going to come back to these kids and to Jennifer Schutz in just a minute. You are tuned to the Children's Hour. We have Jennifer, tell us about this book that we're going to give away to lucky listeners.
It is a beautiful book, and it is written by a recent graduate of Bosque School, and she's a beautiful writer and an artist. It's called Porky's Quest, an Adventure in the Rio Grande Bosque.
It's really great. It's so local. I love this. It's so about our bosque.
It is.
Yes, it
actually features some of the kids who do the data collecting in the bosque. The kids are shown collecting depths to groundwater wells, collecting the leaves, collecting the bugs, looking at the rainfall. So it features BEMP and talks about stewardship, talks about how kids can take care of the bosque and of our river.
Porky's Quest is the name of the book, and we are going to give away some copies. And Jarek, what do you think? Let's ask them something. What should they answer?
I'll give an example of an arthropod, perhaps.
That sounds like a great one. Yeah. Okay. If you can give an example of an arthropod and you're a kid, you can call us at 277-5615 or toll free from anywhere outside of Albuquerque, 888-277-5615. An example of an arthropod, and you can win a copy of Porky's Quest delivered to your door. We're talking with the BEMP kids. We're going to come right back to them in just a minute. You're tuned to the Children's Hour. Yes, you're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. We want to congratulate Emma and Miri and Miel and Julia. They all were able to identify different arthropods. We had crayfish, we had cockroaches, we had ladybugs, and a stink bug, which, Jarek, a stink bug counts.
Yes, it does.
Do you find a lot of stink bugs down by the Rio Grande?
Yes, we do.
Tell me something. What when you're looking at the bugs and you find the bugs, when do you see centipedes? Is there a time of year that you see centipedes more than other times? I'm kind of selfishly wondering because I want to know when they're really active.
Well, I typically avoid them because they scare the jeepies out of me personally.
Me too.
But I've seen them a lot during the summer. I saw them one time down south near Sevilleta in a really lush site that was really moist and had a lot of trees, and there were centipedes crawling all over the place.
Well, I want to ask, that brings me to the question for Jennifer Schutz, and we are here, in case you've just tuned in, this is the Children's Hour, and we're talking to folks, citizen scientists, as well as one of their fearless leaders, Jennifer Schutz, who runs a program called the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Project. And there's a lot I want to ask you about, Jennifer, but let's start with, where is your project? You're on the river. I mean, the Bosque means that it's the forest by the river. Where does it, the river's big. It's the river, as we know, goes from Colorado to Mexico. So where are you studying?
We have 27 sites total. We have 26 between Española and Socorro. We actually have 13 right here in Albuquerque. And then we have our final site down at the Mesilla Valley State Park down near Las Cruces. So we have kids from Española, from Okehuenge Pueblo, Santo Domingo Pueblo, Bernalillo, monitoring at the Santa Ana site. Kids all through Albuquerque, Los Lunas, Belen, and Socorro, all out there once a month during the school year, collecting data as part of a citizen science effort.
How do we, who are listening, get involved? I mean, is there room for more? Do you have room for more scientists?
Well, yes, we have room for students to go to visit a couple of our sites that are right near Bosque School, and they can contact us on our website. We can have it posted on the Children's Hour, or you can just Google.
Your website is kind of long, as I recall. It's not a quick, easy, I can't just say BEMP.org, sadly. So we don't go to BEMP.org. That's not it. We will post it on our Facebook page for the Children's Hour, as well as we'll post it to Twitter. We're at KUNM Kids.
Great. Yeah, you can also just Google BEMP, B-E-M-P. So you can do study trips to a couple of our sites near Bosque School. You can build your own pitfall trap. You can collect bugs at your school or even in your own backyard if you want to. We have instructions on how to do that, and we have a little bit of an identification guide on our website. Another thing is to call Bosque School and request a copy of this Porky's Quest book for your school library. We're happy to donate one to your library.
Oh, great. Librarians listening. I know there are librarians listening. You can get a copy of Porky's Quest for your library by calling the Bosque School. That's down in Albuquerque here. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but you can find it.
Yeah, Bosque School is 898-6388.
Or call that. And in Albuquerque, 505.
Okay. Yes. And one other thing is to register for some of the science camps at Bosque School next summer.
And you work with those? That's great.
I personally don't, but yes, my coworkers
do. But your program,
do.
I mean, it works with that.
Yes.
Oh, that's just terrific. We do want to ask, the kids had a question about, for you all, and let's hear it.
What do you do about invasive plants like the saltcedar and Russian olive?
We personally don't do much other than the monitoring. We collect information on how they are doing. That's part of the leaf litter that Matthew was talking about. And a lot of the organizations that we work with, like the government organizations who manage the Bosque, actually do a lot of the clearing of salt cedar.
They have really been clearing it, haven't they? I walk a lot. I'm a ditch walker. And am I noticing they're really clearing out the salt cedar?
Yes, they're doing that, and we monitor their efforts. That's one of the things that we do and that the children get to participate in. One of the other things that we just started this summer, because they really started moving in, was monitoring the tamarisk leaf beetle. That's the salt cedar, the beetle that actually eats the salt cedar leaves. And if you notice around town, a lot of the salt cedar are brown and dying. That's actually because of the tamarisk leaf beetle.
Now, is that beetle becoming more of a problem because of the drought?
No.
What makes that more of a problem? Or because there's no more tamarisk in the valley, so they have to move up to the neighborhoods?
They just moved here.
Moved here?
Yeah, from Colorado. We think they're coming north from Texas and south from Colorado.
Wow. So they're talk about invasive species. Anna, good question, because that's an invasive species. Okay, yes, Julia.
What kind of animals live in the Bosque?
Anybody?
Well, all
different kinds. Mostly we see porcupines and hawks, but we have also seen eagles and coyotes.
And we've also seen a lot of beaver tracks, like cut down trees, and sometimes actually holes.
The holes that the beavers live in?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I have to ask you all, and Olivia, since you brought it up, you see porcupines. You know, I hike the ditches every day. I have never but one time when a nice ranger pointed it out to me, seeing a porcupine. Are you good at spotting them?
Well, they typically hide in the crowns of the cottonwood trees at the top, so they can be hard to spot.
How do you all see them?
Well, you just have to keep looking up.
I keep looking up.
Last time we did BEMP, we found them in like a little hut of sticks, and it was just sleeping there.
On the ground, like my brother, who was with us at the time, spotted it like 3 feet away from us, just right there under some sticks. And we also saw, in a previous time at that same site, 4 in a tree just sitting there hanging out.
Wow. Wow. So we have a pretty healthy porcupine population.
Yes.
We can tell our listeners that. How about raccoons? Do y'all see raccoons?
I don't think we've ever seen a raccoon.
It could be because they really come out at night.
That's true.
Yes.
They hide during the day. And how about some of the, you talked about seeing different, you know, birds and mammals, but what about snakes? You see snakes down there?
One time, actually down south in one of the sites near Socorro, I saw a rattlesnake that had just eaten like a rat or something, and he was all bloated under a tree.
Wow. Ugh. Wow. Fascinating. There's a lot of, it's teeming with life down there, isn't it? Really. And I guess one of the kids asked earlier, I don't know, you were asking, I can't remember which, Miel or somebody was asking, what lives in the river? And somebody called up and their arthropod was crayfish, which I do see crayfish in the river. What else lives in the river?
Fish and tadpoles.
Yes, plenty of garfish. Rio Grande cutthroat trout.
And plenty of garfish, you said. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Do you find any water beetles in the river?
I haven't really seen the river much.
Yeah, we do see water beetles on occasion. Like, not as much as we see porcupines, but we do see them.
It's fun to do this monitoring, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Very fun.
What do you like best about it?
I best like the water monitoring.
So studying the how deep the water is and how, oh neat. And you like that just because it's fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a cool experience because it never really stays the same.
Fascinating. Yeah, what about you, Olivia?
Well, my favorite part would have to be when we collect the bugs in the bug traps, and it grosses me out, but sometimes there's other stuff in there, like lizards, and it's kind of interesting.
Neat. And what about you, Jared?
I really like the river water chemistry and the groundwater chemistry that we do, because we get to actually go in waders into the river. And I've been there when it actually was up to your knees one time, and that was kind of cool.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen the river recently, and it was ankle deep, of course, one time. We just walked up a channel to get out of a site that had water, and it was dry. But that's really cool. And then it's nice doing groundwater chemistry, too, because when it's really hot during the day, you get to spray 50-degree groundwater at each other. So
that sounds pretty nice. Wow, neat. What kind of chemicals are you looking for? I mean, are you looking at the pH and all that stuff?
Yeah, pH, salinity, water temperature.
And these things vary every time you come? They're slightly different?
Yes, they can be.
Wow, fascinating. That's terrific. And do you feel like this has helped you in your academics with school?
Yes, I think it has taught us a lot about the bosque and all of the plant life and animal life.
Mm-hmm. And doing hands-on real science.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Jennifer Schutz, tell us again for our listeners, how can they get involved in BEMP if they would like to, and how they can find out more information?
Check out the BEMP website, www.bosqueschool.org/BEMP, or call Bosque School. I'm actually at the University of New Mexico Department of Biology, and you can email me. You can find any of our contacts on the webpage. You can do study trips to Bosque School and get one of the copy of the the Porky's Quest book. You can participate in science summer camps. But more importantly, what I would love to see more and more kids is just to be out in the bosque, adventuring, looking around, and seeing what you can do about picking up trash, not littering, and scooping the poop, too, in terms of not contributing, your dog not contributing to the pollution of the water.
Definitely. Carry your poop bag. Wow. Well, I want to thank you all very much for being with us on the Children's Hour this morning. It's been fascinating to learn about BEMP. You can learn more by going to the Bosque School website. And I want to thank Olivia, Matthew, and Jarek for being with us, as well as Jennifer Schutz. Thank you all so much.